I think we have to look at the whole situation from both the angle of the civil society that is rightly concerned that out of this meeting some significant decisions be made that will affect the welfare of especially the poorer countries. And on the other, we need to look at the states that have to negotiate. One of the critical issues is agriculture. For example, by analyzing this issue, we have to take into account the needs of the small farmers in countries like the European Union or those of the European Union or the United States, where subsidies from the state go usually to large multinational companies or large farms and not to the small farmers. So eliminating all protection to agriculture has to be done in such a way that no injustice is done to the poor farmer, but at the same time avoiding reforms in the agricultural system of subsidies cannot be used as a tool to keep hostage millions, if not billions, of people who in a variety of countries live on subsistence agriculture.